Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hello, this newest episode is called Solving Murders. It comes from Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 1 through 23. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in smaller chunks at https://BibleInSmallerChunks.blogspot.com. I felt led to write this for people in our busy world. Lord had this on my heart some time ago, but in doing so, I was ever mindful of Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, where it says not to add to or take away from anything in the Bible. So this was only accomplished through lots and lots of prayers. The King James Version Bible, BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, MIV Bible, and other internet, and Webster Dictionary and other internet resources as necessary. But the thing the Lord had on my heart, because I was so concerned about Revelation 22 verses, is that I'm not supposed to change the meaning of any of the passages in the Bible. What he's also shown me is that I can, at his guidance and when he has it on my heart, to do certain things that will enhance the meaning, enhance understanding the meaning. You know, like putting more current terms, like victuals instead of victuals, put food. Or many times it'll say, he spoke to him, and it's like, okay, who's the him? So I might, on occasion, when I think it might be problematic, put who's speaking or being spoken to. Not every time, but when I think it's potentially problematic. But, and those will be within brackets, and on the internet, you could see it in the same color font if you go to the website, that blog site. But the thing is, there are particular times where God had on my heart to put background information or other information that might add clarity. And when I do that and I think it's significant, and you know I have added that for those purposes, I will say within brackets it says, and then you'll know that. Now on the internet, it shows it in a different color font than the rest. But the thing is sometimes a particular chapter will refer to something that happened in a previous chapter or a whole nother book of the Bible. And sometimes it can be difficult for the listener or the reader to understand the true meaning of it without knowing what happened in the past related it to it. So sometimes I'll briefly paraphrase that. Also, at times I will condense, combine, and caress similar words. The Lord also had it in my heart to not put in repetitive text unless it's for a specific reason, like it's done for emphasis or it's done to add new meaning. In those cases, it'll be as is. But if it isn't adding new meaning and it's not done for emphasis, then I will leave out the repetitive portions. And in doing that, anywhere in the Bible, it throws off the verse number. So after lots of prayerful contemplation, the thing the Lord had on my heart was to do as I do now, is to have a range of verses so that you know I'm reading Deuteronomy, which is the book of the Bible, chapter 21, and it covers verses 1 through 23, so that you know the vast majority of the pertinent information the Lord had on my heart to put in this podcast will be there. Also, the Lord had it on my heart to put in a table format. Doesn't really affect you and reads just the same, but it's just a different format. And I'm hoping that if you look at it on the blog site, you find that it's beneficial. Also, if I come across something that's foretelling of a future event, especially future events related to Jesus Christ, I will say, there's an asterisk foretelling of a future event. And then if I can if I can briefly summarize that future event afterwards, I will, but sometimes I can't do it briefly, so then I won't. And Jesus's words will be in red, although you won't be able to see that part. I will just tell you, because, you know, Jesus said this. Okay, solving murders covers Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 1 through 23. If someone is found dead, lying in the field of the land that the Lord your God gives you to possess, and it's not known who killed him, then your elders and judges shall come and measure to the closest cities around the dead person. Then the elders of the closest city shall take a heifer, which is a female calf, cow, that has never worked or worn a yoke, and bring it down to a valley that hasn't been plowed or planted, and cut off the heifer's neck there. The priests, the sons of Levi, shall come near, for the Lord your God has chosen them to minister to him and to bless the name of the Lord. By their word, every controversy and assault shall be decided. All the elders of the city city nearest to the slain man shall wash their hands over the heifer that is beheaded in the valley. They shall say, our hands haven't shed this blood, neither have our eyes seen it happen. O Lord, be merciful to your people, Israel, whom you have redeemed. Don't hold the shedding of innocent blood against them, and the bloodshed shall be atoned for. So you shall take away the guilt of the innocent blood from among you when you do what is right in the sight of the Lord. When you go out to war against your enemies, and the Lord your God has delivered them into your hands, and you have taken them captive, and you see among the captives a beautiful woman and have desires for her to be your wife, you shall bring her home to your house and shall shave her head and cut her nails. She shall take off the clothing of her captivity and remain in your house and mourn her father and mother a full month. After that, you may be intimate with her and be her husband. She shall be your wife. If you aren't pleased with her, then you shall let her go wherever she wants, but you shall not sell her or treat her like a slave because you have humbled her. If a man has two wives, one beloved and the other hated, and they both bear him sons, and the firstborn son is from the wife he doesn't love, then it shall be when he makes his sons inherit what he has, he may not give a larger inheritance to the son of the beloved wife as if it were the firstborn. But he shall acknowledge the son of the wife he doesn't love as the firstborn, by giving him a double portion of all he has. For the firstborn is the beginning of all his strength, and the rights of the firstborn are his. If a man has a rebellious, stubborn son who won't obey the voice of his father or mother after they have punished him, he still won't listen to them, then his mother and father shall take hold of him and bring him to the elders at the gate of the city to be judged. They shall say to the city elders, this our son is stubborn and rebellious, and he won't obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard, and all the men of the city shall stone him to death, so you shall put away the evil from among you. All of Israel shall hear and be afraid. If a man has committed a sin worthy of death, he shall be put to death by hanging him on a tree. His body shall not remain on the tree at night, but you shall bury him that day. And there's a red star, so it's a red asterisk, so it's foretelling of a future event. For he who hanged on a tree is a curse of God, that your land be not defiled, that the Lord your God gives you as an inheritance. Okay, so I have this within brackets. It says, this foretells of Jesus's being hung on the cross, made from a tree, accepting the death of the accused, accursed, so that we who believe in him as our Savior could someday obtain salvation in heaven with him. The fulfillment of this prediction is recorded in Galatians 3:13. The next time I read a podcast, it will be over Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 1 through 30. And the title of it is A Variety of Rules for the Israelites. Please share this with others. Thank you. Bye. thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.